Okay, we're on Chafam and Aleph, towards the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. Ko seiv adam eduso al ashtar, umeid oleho afilu la'achar kamashoni. Person can write his edus down on a piece of paper. This is not a bona fide shtar. Tosus distinguishes between a bona fide shtar that has two edim on it or whatever. That's considered like a verbal testimony, and that's commission echre dusum bebezdin. But this is talking, so a person wrote down his edus on a piece of paper. And that, according to many Rishonim, is Osir, Rashi says, in that you can't testify with a deposition by sending your edus into Beis Din. Other Rishonim hold that that's also okay. That if the person remembers his edus, he could write it down too. But in any case, but here, talking Stam, you wrote it down, so you'll remember it later. So he can write it down. And then he can look at the paper, remember the edus, and give edus based on what he wrote down years before. That's if he remembers it on his own. He just needs to have the details sharpened by the paper. But if the only way he remembers it is by the writing, then that's not edus anymore. Because he doesn't remember the edus, he's getting it from what's written. And what's written is mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam. Rav Yochanan Omer afabisha ein zochra me'atzmo. Even if he doesn't remember on his own, but somebody else reminds him, that's also good enough. Omer Rabba shma min omer Rav Yochanan hani beitrei diyadi sedusa uman shichad minayu. If two people knew edus and one of them forgot it, mitkur chad l'chavrei, one can remind the other one, and the other one can still give edus, because basically. Just the same thing over here. The ksav is reminding the person of what he remembered before, and that's good enough, even though ksav is not good edus. But still, it reminds you, when you remember, that's good enough. Now he remembers, even though he was triggered to remember by someone else, or by ksav, that's good enough. That's what's it called, what Rabbi Yochanan says. Let's see Rashi. Kosev Adam. Im aso aid bedover, the yore l'shocha, right? They made him an aid, and he's afraid by the time the case comes to court, he'll forget the details or forget bechlal what he's being made on. Kosva chatichas klaf u'matzniyah, he writes it down, so when later on he's called to base, he'll be able to remind himself through the writing. U'meir al pi osuksav afil lachar kamashonim, and he can be made based on what he wrote, even after many years. It's only where he remembers the basics on his own. He needs the details to remind the b'ksav. And the Rabbi Yochanan holds off l'isha in zochra mi'atzno ela la'achar sheroa b'shtar nosan b'libo v'nisker. After he looks at the shtar, that triggers him to remember. Shelo nishtakech meru kol kach shemaskirin lo nisker. He didn't forget it that much that if you remind him, he won't remember it. But if you remind him, he does remember it. Avol eino nisko legamrei lo. But if he doesn't remember at all, and the only way he knows to say this is from the ksav, right? Rachmana omri piyam velom piksavim. Then it's no good, because basically then the edus is not his; it's the ksav that's being made, and the ksav is not kosher. Okay, iboyelahu atzmo mai, right? If the baldin himself, right, the guy who he's testifying for, says to him, hey, don't you remember what happened? And he reminds him. He prompts him, right? And the guy then says, oh, yeah, Taka, now I remember. Is that good enough or not? Rav Chaviva Omar Afilo Atzmo, even the Baldin himself, if he remembers him, and the aide says, yeah, Taka, now I remember, right? He's not just saying it because the Baldin said it, but he's saying that you now triggered my memory, and now I remember. That's good enough. Mar berei deravashi omer atzmolo. That there were choshesh that the guy doesn't really remember, and he's doing it only because the baldin said, and therefore it's not good edus. The hilchasa atzmolo, and the halacha is that if the baldin reminds him, it's not good. Rashi atzmo im baldin atzmo maskiro atchenisker mai. The baldin reminds him, and then he says, yeah, Taka, now that you mention it, I do remember. So is that good or not? Or are we afraid that since the Baldin is nogeya b'davar, the guy is remembering when he doesn't really remember. The e tzur mirabbanu, and if a person is a talmid chacham, afilu atzmo, then we're not afraid that he is going to remember something he really doesn't remember. He'll only remember, only say he remembers if he really remembers it. Not that we're afraid the guy's lying in the other case. We're afraid that he's being led on by the Baal Din. But a Tzur Merabbanan is not going to be led on by the Baal Din. If he's not sure that he remembers on his own, he's not going to say it. Ki hod Rav Ashi have a yadia le besadusa l'Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi knew some kind of testimony that was concerning Rav Kahana. Omer le midocher mar hai sadusa. So Rav Kahana said to Rav Ashi, do you remember what you saw? What the Aedus was? Omer le lo. So no, I really don't remember. And then Rav Kahana said to him, "V'lav hachi v'hachi havi." Don't you remember it was like this and this? Omer le lo yodana. He said, "No, I don't really remember." L'sof itker Rav Ashi. Afterwards, Rav Ashi taxed his memory and remembered it. Asid le, right? So he gave edus. Chazi le Rav Kahana to havi mechase. So he saw that Rav Kahana was a little wondering. Like, you know, how in the world did he give the edus? I asked him if he remembered it. He didn't remember it. I told him. He said he didn't remember it still. And now he's giving the edus. I'm afraid maybe he's only giving it because I told him. And then it's no edus. So Rav Ashi told Rav Kahana, you think I rely on you? I'm saying it only because you told me to say it. Right? I taxed my brain after you reminded me. And taka, what's it called? I remembered it. The tzur merabbanan ho'ed afilu atzmo shel baal din. The tzur merabbanan ilav dechiromi anafshi midgar shapir lo havi somech asteik olamekim vasude. A Talmud Chacham would not say that he remembered if he really didn't remember. So if the baal din reminds him, he's only going to testify if he really brings it up from his memory. Mechase megamgen. He was wondering choshesh. He was a little suspicious that maybe this testimony on my behalf isn't good. Tomar Rav Ashi Shehid B'Dover. Okay. Tznan Hossa. Okay. Hatlulios Hakrovos. If you have mounds, so it could be that somebody's buried in that mound. Could be Stam, it's a mound. So Hakrovos Bein Le'ir Bein Le'derech. So the ones that are closest to the city, whether or to the highway, Echad chadoshos, the echad yishonos, whether they're new mounds or old mounds, tmeos. Right? Then they're tamei. In other words, we're choshish that somebody's buried there. We'll see that somebody buried maybe a nafel there. A fetus.
Or a
coin.
Or
a what? No, we're not afraid that somebody big is buried there, because people big go to Besak Forest. We'll see. Oh. We're afraid only for babies. Harachokos, if they're far away from the city or the highway, chadoshos tahoros, the new ones are tahor, and yishonos tameos, but the old ones are tame. Ezeo krova, what's considered close to the city, chamishimama, within 50 amas of the city, right? Tops 100 feet, so it's pretty close to the end of the city. Ezeo yishana, and what's considered old, shishim shana, 60 years old. We'll see in one second what's going on over here. Divir Rav Meir, that's what Rav Meir says. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so anything close to the city, new, old, is Tameh, according to Rav Meir. Anything not close to the city, then it depends. If it's new, it's Tahar, old is Tameh. Close to the city, 50 Amos. Far from the city, out of 50 Amos. New, anything within 60 years. Old, anything past 60 years. That's what Rav Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Krova She'en Krova Heimena, right? Krova doesn't mean it's close within 50 Amas. It has two conditions. It's within 50 Amas, and there's nothing closer than it. But if there's two within 50 Amas, then only the, what's it called, then that's not the one farther out, even if it's within 50 Amas, is not called Krova. Yishana She'en Adam Zochra. And Yishana is that nobody remembers why this mound was put there. Nobody remembers when this mound was put there. My iru, my derech. What does that mean? Any mound close to a city or a highway is tamei. Ilema ir ir mamish, derech derech mamish, mistake mi b'chaskin and tumah. So every time we have a mound that's near a city or a highway, we're going to make it tamei, right? We have machzik tumah, just like this. There's no reason to assume that there's anybody buried in a mound. Mounds are made for a lot of reasons, right? V'homer eish lakish ilamatzu v'tar eretz Yisrael. They find any excuse that you can be mako to not be machzik tumah in Eretz Yisrael. We want to keep Eretz Yisrael tar. So if there's any reasonable doubt, we're not metami something. Unless it's a real doubt and it's a shusayochid, whatever, then it's halachas. But we don't know a reason to have a doubt. We just suspect. Then you're not metami things like that. Right? So therefore, what's every time you have a mound, there's no reason necessarily to suspect that somebody's buried in every mound that there is. Mounds aren't necessarily burial mounds. So why in the world, just any mound close to a city, we assume is somebody's buried there? Omrav Zeira, ir hasmuch lebeis hakfaras. It's not talking about any city. It's talking about a city that's right next to a cemetery. The derech beis hakfaras. And the road is the road that leads into the beis hakfaras. Now ready, there's a reasonable reason to think that if there's a mound there, somebody's buried there. Why? Bishlam derech beis hakfaras, the zimdin misrami ben hashmashel sumikri kavru betel. Sometimes it's what's it called, it's ben hashmashes, and people are afraid to what's it called to travel near the cemetery at night, so they end up burying the person on the way to the cemetery. Or it's Erev Shabbos ben hashmashes, and they have to bury him quick, so they bury them on the way to the cemetery. And there's a reason to think that somebody's buried there, because this is the road that goes to the cemetery, and there's a mound. Why in the world is this mound here, and it's very close, what's it called, to the city or to the derech? Then what's it called, there's a reason to assume that maybe somebody's buried there. Eliir hasmuch lebeis hakvaros, kula lebeis hakvaros asli. Just because the city's close to a beis hakvaros, everything close to the city goes to the beis hakvaros, and people do other things besides go to cemeteries. So just because, if it's the road that goes to the cemetery, okay, somebody was on this road on his way to the cemetery, it got dark, and he buried the person there, right? But how come a city? Omrav Chanina mitosha hanoshim kovro shom niflehim. Because people who don't have time to get to the cemetery for a full-fledged burial, so women bury their miscarriages there, and mukeshrin bury their arms or legs that fall off over there, and it's metame like a mace. Aver min achai is metame like aver min a mace. So ad chamishim ama azla ihi lechuda tvei davra inish bahado. Up till 50 amas, what's it called, she'll go herself. And then we won't know if somebody's buried there or not. There's no witnesses. But more than 50 amas, she takes somebody with her. Okay? Well, the Beis HaKvaros Aslan, she ends up going to the cemetery. Because now she has somebody with her. She's not in a rush to bury the Nephil and get out of there. She'll go all the way to the cemetery and bury in the cemetery. Hilkach, Tuma Beretz Yisrael Mechaskinon. Therefore, if we would consider that she takes somebody else, end up going to the Beis HaKvaros, there's no reason to assume that somebody's buried in that mound. Okay, let's just see Rashi till here. What's going on? Rashi says like this. Hatlulios tile karka, mounds. The derech b'nei adam likbor b'tail. People bury people in mounds. Mishum de'ein b'nei adam matin min haderech la'avar alav. The ear of a derech lekamam meforeshul. They don't explain what kind of city, what kind of derech, right? Echad chadoshos she'ein zman rachok shelohaya kan tail, right? It's not long ago that people remember that there wasn't a tail here. This is a new mount. Deikal meimer kiven de chadoshahi in isa shenikbar shomeis midkar tocherle. Since it's new, people would remember if somebody's buried there, and since nobody remembers anybody was buried there, probably nobody's buried there. Even so, the Gemara says chadoshos are tamei misafik. If even the smuch al ear, since it's close to the city, ikala meimer ishi achida holcha v'kaver sham nefel shalom. We're afraid that a woman went alone and buried her miscarriage there, right? And it was a convenient thing. So since it's what's it called, even though it's new, and somebody should remember, but maybe nobody knew, because the woman went alone, and since it's close to the city that's close to the Beis HaKvaros, or close to the derech that goes to the Beis HaKvaros, is a reasonable reason to think that maybe somebody's buried there. Harechokos de'eni sheyachida olechasham. But it's far from the city, or far from the road, no woman's going to walk like that far away alone and bury her nephew. Chadoshos tohoros, dim isa de nikbar behaviyadile. And what's it called? This man Yomer holds that if they're new, even if they're close to the city, we say somebody would remember if it's new what's there. And if nobody remembers, then probably nobody's buried there. Yeshenos tomeos, if they're old, shekvar nishtaka chadover min hayoldim, nobody remembers anything about this tale, then we're sofi misofik it's tummy. Ve'ezui krov, ve'le'ir, she'anu omrim oleo shafa chadosha tmeya, chamishimama. What's considered close to the city, that even a new one is tamei 50 amas. Ve'ezui yishana, she'anu omrim oleo shafilu hi rechoka tmeya, shishim shana. And what's considered an old one, that even if it's far from the city, more than 50 amas, it's still tamei, that's if it's 60 years. She'ein krova himena, right? And Rabbi Yehuda says that even if it's within 50 amas, but there's another one closer, the outer one isn't tamei. Aval im yesh krova himena, afilu hi beso chamishim ama, havi kirachoka v'chadosha tahora. She's leaving the city. She's not gonna, and there was a mound there she could bury her nephil in. She's not gonna leave that mound to go to the father mound, even within 50 amas. And she's not gonna go farther out of the city, more than 50 amas, without an escort. She'ein Adam Zochra, She'ein Adam Omer Zechor Ani Shalohaya Kan Tel Uvi Yomai Nasa Tel Zekan. Nobody says, I remember when there wasn't a mound here. Nobody can remember when there wasn't a mound. They always remember there was a mound. So it's forgotten why the mound was there. Ila Matsu Ali Labialma, any excuse. Matsu Chachomin Vechziku Ba Litlos Aleha Lataris Israel, any excuse. Not to make a place in Eretz Yisrael Tameh, you take that excuse. Maseches Nazir Perek Basra Alma Misfeka Lo Mechaskin and Tuma Bekarka Shal Eretz Yisrael. Right? V'tiros Eretz Yisrael Gassin V'logarsin and Kol Nimesrami Ben Hashmasha Shal Erev Shabbos Ve'ein Shos Leilich Ad Beis HaKvaros. Come late on Friday, there's no time to get to the cemetery, and she's carrying this nephil and or Sam, somebody wants to be buried, you bury them there. U'mukeshchin Ivoreim Noflim Oshikoltrinosan and Mukashrin, right, his limbs fall off. Or they right before they fall off he cuts them off. The Avraminachai Mitami ke Avraminames Kinaminimba or Varotov. Okay. So that's this sugya. What does that do with us? Mara says this. Omrav Chizda. Shmami Nomrav Meir, Hai Sadusa, Ad Shisin Shnin Midkar, Tvelo Midkar. You see from here 60 years is the cutoff point for remembering something. If something's 60 years old and nobody remembers it, it's forgotten. Therefore, within 60 years, a person can remember his Eidos, and after that, we say it's forgotten from him, and if somebody reminds him, he's not remembering, but the person is coaching him and prompting him. Mara says, she's in Midkar, it's Felo Midkar, Velohi, it's not true. No comparison. Hasam hu delo ram yale. Where there's a mound, so nobody takes it to heart whether there's a mound there or not. So after 60 years, it's forgotten. But avohacha kivin de rami ale afilu tuvanami. But over here, since the person knew that he had testimony, and he knew that someday they may call him to testify, so he remembers it even more than 60 years. Okay. Another Gemara in Bava Basra says that Adam can remember 12 months, but that's where you do something about it. Here we're talking about digging it out of your memory after 60 years. You could do that. But to remember something that then will spur you to do something about it, that's 12 months. That's why the Chasam Sofer says, based on that, that you have to remember Amalek every 12 months because you have to remember to destroy them. You have to remember enough to do something. And 12 months is the cutoff point for that. But it's time to remember, right, not to do anything about it, but to remember so you can testify, that's 60 years. And even that's not the cutoff point. A person can remember something even more than that. If, and when he saw it, he knew that someday he may have to testify. Aval hacha shmami nam diktani la'el ezel yishana shishim shana. The time yishum de lo dechirila. The reason is that nobody remembers it. Ha'asadusa, same thing with the testimony. After 60 years, we assume the person forgot it. And even if he's reminded, he's not remembering it on his own from being prompted, but he's only remembering because the other person said it. Over here where he was an aid, so you can remember something that you knew that someday may need to testify even more than 60 years. If what? So if Sufik Tumah Breshus Harabim, it depends what's where this derech was. I mean,
out of the city. I mean, it's not. It's just a yachid.
It depends. It could be in somebody's field. When the fields are also just a yachid, because people don't go there. In it doesn't have to be in a somebody's yard, right? Somebody's field where people don't go is called Rishus HaYochid, even though it's out in the wilderness. So I don't know if it's dafk over here or Rishus HaRabim. Because Rishus HaRabim, any Suffolk tumor of Rishus HaRabim is okay. But over here, there's like Raglayim Ladover. So it's not that they would make it Tomei, like Misofik, just as Zahirus for Kohanim or whatever. So that much you don't do. You don't make things Tomei, right, unless you have a good reason to be Matamid. That's basically what the Gemara is saying.